Oh, don't look at me. Unless how would I know?
Well, I'm looking to you as an authority on this. So, you know, I mean, John and I ain't into the racing.
Bennett looks like he could enjoy some NASCAR.
Man, I feel like you've been to Talladega one time, brother.
Never. I have driven by the Motor Speedway, yes.
Oh, yeah, who hadn't? Yeah. On the way to Florida?
Yeah, but no, I've never been, no.
Really?
No.
But can anybody help me understand?
I think it probably has to do...
Not anybody on this side.
Everybody used to love, you know, Dale.
Used to love Dale, and so they loved Dale Jr. when Dale passed away.
But how do you like, fall in love with Tony Stewart?
Because he just wins all the time.
Well, he killed a man.
Correct.
It was an accident.
I don't know if it has to do if it's the team.
Watch
like,
the video.
Like, you know, like the team that they're a part of. Maybe you follow that.
Like Joe Gibbs Racing? Like, I just love Joe Gibbs.
Right. I don't know. Dude, you're looking at the wrong... Y'all looking at me for answers. How would I know?
Is it not a good question?
It's a great question.
It obviously has a stump.
I don't think, to your Tony Stewart point, I don't think you're going out being like, man, I just love Home Depot. Like,
or you're like, I love the way Home Depot races. They all do the same thing. They drive around in circles very fast.
Well, I mean, the colors play into it as kids, right? As kids, when you
pick
your driver.
The Hot Wheels,
because Jeff was the rainbow guy,
yeah,
right?
Like if you, I think
and everybody loved Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
The rainbow
Gordon,
guy.
Yeah. If you were into like,
it was,
yeah.
what was his,
that kind of mattered.
What was his big, it was like a detergent, right?
It was Tide, I think.
It was somebody. It was DuPont.
Yeah, why would Tide have a rainbow?
Jeff Gordon.
Did he win DuPont?
Rainbow Warrior.
Huh? Who was Jeff Gordon? This is sports talk right here.
This is the important stuff.
Go look it up.
I
shouldn't have to be the one bringing y'all the NASCAR news and facts.
I mean, it says Tide. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. So, but anyway, if anybody can answer that question for me, it's family, man. Jeff Gordon was DuPont.
That was the rainbow, I think.
And he was Tide. He was both.
Toward the end.
He was both, man. I think. I don't know.
We need Brad Doherty bad.
But if anybody can answer that question for me, like how...
There's a lot of people in Memphis that can answer that question,
brother. How you become a fan of a driver, short of like meeting that person in person and taking a picture of them and them being very nice to your children. Like, oh, he's such a good person.
Yeah, I like Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, how the hell do you like Denny Hamlin? I like...
Exactly.
One of the Petties. Kyle Petty.
There you go.
Okay.
A Bush. Big
Robbie,
Bush.
Robbie just called in with... With the information that we need.
What did he say?
It's the car. The type of car.
Oh, a Ford or Chevy.
A Ford or Chevy.
Yeah. You root for drivers by car.
By car.
That kind of goes to what you said about your...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the people that are big racing fans, they're going to be a fan of a certain type of car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, that makes it a little bit...
They're not going to be a fan of a brand that's on the car.
Okay.
That helps narrow it down when you're picking your driver.
Anyway.
We all should pick our own drivers.
We've already picked our damn driver.
Give me a black one.
Bubba Wallace.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Is he good yet?
I'm not sure.
Is he winning?
He's all
are
right.
Are we winning
you
at an elite level?
Looking at me.
Because I feel
know.
Like you should be the authority on this. Should you want me to look at John? I know he doesn't know.
I don't even know who played for the Lakers.
Know.
I thought Elvin Hayes and Moses Malone played for the Lakers. I don't even know why I'm here.
This is enough NASCAR talk. I can't do it anymore.
All right. We're going to come back. Lots to come in the rundown, including an update. I got a story up at The Athletic about Memphis basketball recruiting. They got two signatures yesterday. Was one of them James Wiseman? We'll discuss when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Mossy Man, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
Airman Rogers, status.
It's a black hat, sir.
Looking for a new challenge? The Air National Guard protects the homeland you see,
and everything you can. Get trained to eliminate threats in the air, space, and even cyberspace. You have the intelligence. Now, make it a career with the Air National Guard. Visit us at goang.com/now or call us at 1-800-TOGOANG.
Threat eliminated, sir.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks. Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on French Street. Stop by happy hour daily at our bar from 4:30 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass, all bottled beer, and daily $5.50 cocktail specials. We also offer one of the largest bourbon lists in the city. Enjoy our small bites like the Oysters of Love and House Smoked Salmon Deviled Eggs. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back, Jason and John. 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's so fascinating, this world of racing, Jason. We're getting lots of tweets.
Apparently, I want to get involved.
Pick a racer, bro.
Got to do my research.
A lot of
first.
Good advice about picking racers from our listeners.
Yeah, Casey says most folks identify with NASCAR drivers by brand of car, sponsor, their style of driving, and a lot of off-track activities that these guys are involved in. Brad says, I like the aggressive drivers, like Kyle Larson. He goes hard all 400 miles. It may appear that everyone just cruises in a circle, but everyone has a different style of racing.
I felt like that was for me. It may appear, Jason, that they're just going in circles, but there's a lot more happening. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause I think I mean, that's pretty much how I looked at it.
Yep, so there you go, man. There you go. We learned something today. We definitely learned something today. All right, Heather Dinnage is going to join us at 12:30. We will talk to her about the college football playoff rankings and the implications this weekend and what UCF can do, if anything. Lots to get to with her, but right now we got to do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a big week for the University of Memphis basketball program because yesterday marked the beginning of the early signing period. Yep, indeed. This is the early signing period for National College basketball recruiting, and they got not one but two signatures yesterday from two prospects. One of them, Malcolm Dandridge, as you know, 6'9", 245, an absolute low down low.
He could help him right now.
They could have used him against LSU. There's no question about that.
Yep.
He's going to be a piece for them next year for sure, help them with the front court depth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a signature from DJ Jeffries, who could not have his ceremony because, you know, the school
activities were closed after
school. They canceled all after-school activities because of the weather and the inclement weather and all that. But he ended up faxing in his however they do. I don't know how they do it. They still fax? Is that what they do?
I think so. There's still some uses for the fax machine, I believe.
Maybe signing, email.
Getting national letters of intent is over
there. You probably scan it.
could scan you. I mean,
the faxing thing
many
is
ways.
Outdated, you know.
I think there's still some still faxing.
I know they do for football recruiting, you know, which is crazy to think about. But they also got the signature DJ Jeffries, who, of course, is a monster this year for Olive Branch. I mean, has scored 51 points already in a game this year. He's 15 of 21 from three.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He is 15 of 21 from three, this guy, DJ Jeffries is.
Didn't you write or something? You've been taking 500 threes a day or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, when
sounds
he
like
yep.
shot's improving.
Yep, I appreciate you checking out that that article.
Well, I pay attention to the detail. You're doing a fine job.
We got to lift each other up.
Mm-hmm.
We got to lift each other up. Jason's going to have a piece up at The Athletic where he breaks down Penny's stuff. And I know you talked to a lot of folks for that, so you definitely should check that out when that posts. I don't believe it has yet, but it should be very interesting. DJ's going to start for them next year. Like, he's getting overlooked.
I would imagine he's going to start at the three.
Yeah, like, he's going to be a player for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this dude's putting up 30 and 40 and 50. I mean, come on.
Did you not think so before you saw some of these numbers from this season?
Yeah, but, I mean, you talk, like, some people are skeptical, more skeptical than others on DJ as a prospect, you know. But I predicted that was going to happen after he decommitted from Kentucky. Like, the day, because you were in Vegas, but the day after it happened, I came on and said, listen, watch what the reputation of
DJ Jeffries. Yo, I remember that. We talked about it from Vegas, yeah.
And mostly that's the way it's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
but he could help. He would have helped them against LSU, too. You know, so they've gotten two signatures from DJ Jeffries and Malcolm Dandridge. In a perfect world, they would have signatures or a signature from James Wiseman.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not appear as though that is going to happen in the early period. I've written over at The Athletic. this is a very interesting, and honestly, it's a little bit of a high wire act for the University of Memphis staff. James Wiseman and the recruitment of James Wiseman is not a free swing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you go into Baton Rouge and, you know, you're whatever happens, it's gravy. I don't think that's really the case with Wiseman. Like, there are stakes here.
Man, big time. It's part of the reason why Penny got the job.
And I know
I know what you've been telling us, that a lot tied to it, and that's what you got written today.
Well, you know, the more people that I talk to around the program, the more it just becomes obvious that, first of all, the staff has used Wiseman as the chip in their recruitment of other prospects who are talented. He has been sort of the thread. James Wiseman's going to be there. Come play with the number one player in the country.
Right.
You'll get better. You'll be on a good team. You'll play alongside an NBA big man.
Everybody will be watching.
Like, why would you not want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been used as the chip and as the threat.
They've been telling him, yeah, I'm sure they have.
And it's to the point now where my understanding from the reporting and the information that I've gathered is that if Memphis doesn't get Wiseman, it would probably be detrimental to their chances with Trendon Watford and Matthew Hurt as well. Just the other top guys they're recruiting. You know, the other top flight guys.
It's not just Wiseman. It's everything riding on Wiseman.
Yeah, and it's like, and it goes the other way, too. Like, if you get Wiseman, then you improve your chances of getting Trendon Watford and especially Matthew Hurt. Now, I won't say you can't get Trendon Watford if Wiseman doesn't come, but I feel like it makes that road a little bit more difficult. It's going to be easier if you get Wiseman, without a shadow of a doubt. So, you know, this is a big decision for the University of Memphis. This is a big time.
That's why they've been, I'm sure, like I told you yesterday, pressuring that kid into trying to get this done this week.
It's a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a big moment for them. Again, I'm not going to sit here and act like if they don't get Wiseman, the program is going to, you know, shut the doors, you know, and bar the windows. Like, I'm not saying that. But as it relates to this 2019 class, which, make no mistake about it, yes, it was about, you know, lack of attendance. Yes, it was about the apathy. Yes, it was about the lost revenue for the Memphis basketball program. But the reason why they made the change when they made the change is not because Penny Hardaway just happened to be at East High School. It's that he was at East High School, and he had his tentacles on James Wiseman, on Alex Lomax, on Malcolm Dandridge, on all the talented prospects in the country. Now was the time, because it was that 2019 class where it started. And, you know, you gotta get these things done.
Dude, you're sitting at the two exhibition games.
No doubt.
Like, you can't, you know, there's no way you get this close, right, and then miss and don't come away. You just talk about everything, the stakes that kind of go with, and the other players you're involved with, and how you know, their commitments may rely on this one. But think about that. Yes, to your point, it wasn't just about the fans and not being in attendance last year, all that. It, a lot of it was about the ability to recruit the number one player in the nation. You're this close now to where you've had him for, you know, his official visit. He comes to both exhibition games. It feels like almost like he's already on the team.
Yep.
Yes, losing him now would be massively disappointing.
Now,
and have maybe, to you, according to your report, and have great impact on who else you can get. So,
well, I mean,
this is huge.
I can assure you that it will have a great impact one way or another. I mean, that's a fact. Now, I know that makes people uncomfortable, you know, because it the stakes are high, and people get uncomfortable when the stakes are this high.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the game, and that's the reality. You know, especially in the case of Matthew Hurt, you know, who is that kind of kid, you know, who wants to play with the best players. And that's why, if you look at his list, it's nothing but, I mean, it's Minnesota because that's where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Memphis because of Mike Miller, but it's also the Blue Bloods. It's Duke, it's Carolina, it's Kentucky, it's Kansas. Why do you want to go be a Blue Blood? Because you're going to play with other great players, period, point blank. So that's the layout. That's the lay of the land for the University of Memphis right now. And, you know, the only thing that matters is not whether James Wiseman signs this week. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you just get him.
Mm-hmm.
You just get a verbal commitment. Like, and if you get a verbal commitment, all bets are off, bro. I mean, this thing's going to feel like 2008 again.
Right.
Like, I really believe that if they get Wiseman, that they'll get Trent Wadford, and you'll have a chance at Matthew Hurt, and you'll have DJ Jeffries. And if you have all of that, in addition to what's coming back for this team next year, how are they not a preseason top 10, top 15 team? Explain it to me. How are they not?
No, I mean, a lot going to ride on what happens this season and everything with the players they've got now. But I would suspect, yes, definitely ranked. And I don't know if I'd go as high as top 10, but they'd be top 15, top 20.
You got the number one player in the country. You'd have, in this scenario, a top 15, top 20 player in the country.
Wadford and DJ.
You know, a five-star at ESPN and DJ Jeffries, who's going to start for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a solid rebounding role guy in Malcolm Dandridge.
Yeah, but yeah,
maybe Damian Ball.
But
you know?
Losing some experience.
Oh, for sure.
With,
yeah,
you know,
that's
Jeremiah
true.
And the guy, the seniors that are out.
Jeremiah, the big blow there.
Yeah.
You know, and all AAC.
But I could see it. I could see top 15.
But I think that's what they could be if this goes down like that. But
just to cap on to that too. Don't DJ and Olive Branch and East and James Wiseman, they play each other.
Yes.
What is that, Tuesday, November 20th, down at the Lander Center? It's part of the Mid-South Basketball Classic.
Yes.
I think you and I are talking about being down there. Why would you not want to be down there?
Oh, that's
Wiseman
the place
versus
to be.
DJ Jeffries. That again next Tuesday, or this Tuesday, November 20th, down at the Landers Center. That tip off on that game's at 8 p.m.
Absolutely, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that one. And yes, but that's the landscape right now for University of Memphis basketball recruiting. It is going to be a very interesting few months for them.
Next story.
We did not talk about this yesterday, and I wish I'd someone had sent it to me earlier. Got it from my man Mark Healy from out in Millington right after the show ended. He sent me a tweet. It was a URL of a tweet from Yahoo Sports where it asked, and I'm assuming you guys have seen this by now. Ben, I think I've even talked to you about it. Is this the dirtiest play of all time? And it's the picture before you play the video is basically of a white kid shooting in the corner. It's a college basketball game, Division III, I think, after I looked into it. He's about to shoot a three in the corner, and as he does, he lets it go. A defender comes at him, real deftly takes a side look at the ref to see if the ref's watching, and then clotheslines this kid to the floor. And it's violent.
It is
and
very
it,
violent.
When you see it, it'll shock you. You look, you know, you go beyond the video and look into the story. It's a Fitchburg State. I'll read from the story. Up in Boston, a Fitchburg State basketball player has been suspended indefinitely and kicked off campus after he delivered a dangerous and flagrant shot to an opponent's head Tuesday night. In the final minutes of Tuesday night's game between the Falcons and Nichols College, this Fitchburg State guard, Kewan Platt, I believe is how I pronounce his name, blatantly threw a forearm at Nichols' Nate Tenaglia as he attempted a corner three. There's a little bit of backstory, but not much. Prior to this cheap shot, Platt airballed a three at the other end of the floor and was upset that he didn't get a call. Like, that's been it. You and I have talked about this story, and that, as far as I can tell, that's the only what happened beforehand, you know, you and I were asking, like, what could make a dude, you know, that violently go after somebody? Must have been something big. According to this story, it's just he's mad that he didn't get a call, which makes this even more outrageous. Again, you can go on Twitter and see this video pretty easily, and I imagine you could do that by putting in Fitchburg State pretty easily. It's Fitch and B-U-R-G State, because, again, super violent, and you're sitting there wondering, okay, forget sportsmanship. Mm-hmm. Like, where are the police? Because in this instance, it's an attack. And to hear that he's just talking about not missing the foul, like, I thought something had happened. Maybe they'd been throwing elbows together, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're, according to this story, there's none of that. Fitchburg State issued a announced that the player's been suspended from the team and barred from campus. As I said, the incident's still being reviewed, and Platt could face further sanctions. No talk yet of any possible prosecution, but the Fitchburg State community is appalled by the conduct displayed during Tuesday night's home basketball game. The player involved has been indefinitely suspended from the team and barred from campus effective immediately. His behavior is unacceptable to our community values and good sportsmanship. Fitchburg State does not tolerate behavior like this. You don't typically see it get this ugly. We're sitting here talking about Golden State and talking about words and that kind of thing. This was an instance where a player could have been seriously hurt. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, again, what's going through that kid's head that comes with the clothesline, but it shouldn't just be barred from, you know, suspended from the team. It was hard enough. It was nasty enough. And from the information we've got so far, that kid, there's no place on the team for him. There's no place
in the game.
There's no place in athletics for a dude like that. Like, the shot was very violent, shouldn't have been done. And you talking about you mad because you didn't get a call, and that's why you do it? Man, get your head right. Get your head right.
Yeah, I mean, he
sad story.
Dude, he kicked his clothesline. It's like a brutal clothesline.
Like, right after the shot, and like you know your arms are up. You're basically defenseless because you're in that shooting. You know, you got your arms out, and the kid didn't have any time to pull in and defend himself. Had no idea this shot was coming, and you can see it on the other kid's face. Like, he literally looks back to see if the ref's looking. The ref's not, and he gets it in. Ref doesn't even see it. All he turns around, looks, the kid's wallowing on the floor. That's all he sees.
Yeah, so I agree with you. No place in the game for that young man at all.
Next story.
All right, so this is out of Detroit. This is a pretty disgusting story. Have you ever wondered when you're at, like, you know, FedEx Forum or any particular sporting event, like, when you get, what do you get when you're out? Like, you get, like, a chicken tender platter. What do you get when you're at a game, at an event or a sporting event?
I got on Saturday night against Philly, got the chicken tenders and fries for me and CJ.
Yeah, so, okay.
Because I know he'll tear that up.
Do you ever wonder, like...
Oh, no. I know where you're going.
There was
where it comes from?
There was a... No, no, not where it comes...
Where does it come from?
I try not to think about that myself.
A tube.
What is the question, then?
Well, the question is... out of Detroit, there was a food service worker at the stadium who was fired after video surfaced of him spitting on a pizza. He has been sentenced to 18 months of probation. His name is Jalon Curley. He was ordered today to take an anger management class and to not work around food while he served his probation. He was recorded in September on Instagram during the Tigers game against the Royals at Comerica Park. The pizza was intended for a customer. Now, they did do some tests. They did conduct some tests on this young man, and no diseases, no communicable diseases for Jalon Curley. But that's pretty disgusting. Why would you do that? What would possess you to spit on a pizza?
Can you imagine waking up in Detroit and reading that and knowing that you went to a ball game within that time frame?
Did I go?
And maybe ate some pizza.
Like, okay, where did I eat pizza? What did the guy look like? Oh, my God. Did I just eat? That's awful.
Well, there's a fast food rule out in Raleigh, back where I used to live.
Yeah, what's that rule?
And I've had to apply it because my wife is hard on the server, man.
Like, your wife's tough.
You leave out those fries or something, or CJ, you know, you leave the apples out of CJ's Happy Meal, you're going to get it. And she's going to ask your name, and she's going to ask the manager's name, and she's going to go all the way, until she gets satisfaction. A lot of times, it's, you know, free coupon for a Sunday or something, and it's the only thing that can calm her down.
Uh-huh.
But I've told her, when we're in that line and she's going off, honey, you keep going off on these folks, they're going to spit in our food. I'm 42 years old. I've done a lot of fast food in my life, Ben Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to think that I've come through that clean,
mm-hmm.
having not, right, swallowed or something else in someone's DNA. But the odds are, right, the odds are, many times I've been in all those fast food places I rave about, that somebody's probably done it to me. But that's the thing, is that you have to be careful when you're going off on these servers, right, and these folks behind the counter. Because, John, what's to keep them from getting mad, like getting a little triggered, right, when I'm asking for their name and trying to get them in trouble with their manager, and they do a little patooey.
That's disgusting.
Right on my burger.
Now, do you...
And then wrap it up. How would I know?
How could you know?
They're going to mix it right up in that mustard and ketchup, and you won't know the difference. I think it's probably happened to more of us than we'd like to admit.
I think so.
Well, we don't know.
We got no idea, and it's best that way because we drive ourselves crazy.
I would definitely.
But you are when you go to a place, you are in their hands.
You are at their mercy.
Totally at their mercy. And so you start talking about trying to go off on somebody. You better be careful.
Bro, I'm so nice.
Me too.
Like if they
man, you should see me in the line.
If they forgot something, I'll go up and be like, ma'am. I'm sorry to bother you,
brother. Every time I order, I say thank you,
bro. Yeah.
I try to make them feel good.
I am so nice that even if they get my order wrong, I will just accept it and eat it. Like that is how nice I am because
subconsciously, you know, is that you're going back to my spit on you.
It's not really just about that. It's about the fact that like I get it. You're going through it. Well, you're probably having a tough day.
My wife
day.
And I'm not like if you left out the burger in my meal, I got to come back. But I'm going to do it nicely.
We paid for
I'm going to do it nicely. I'm going to be like, come on, man.
I will just eat whatever they give me. Like, I just take it. You know, fine. That's how empathetic I am.
Oh, you're just scared.
New money doesn't care.
I do care. I care about the other person. I care about the person behind that glass. Now, let me ask you this.
If I'm on that 4 for $4, I want all four items.
Do you subscribe to the 5-second rule?
What is that? Touch the ground?
If it touches the ground.
Yeah, that's a little Chris stuff. What are you talking about? 5 seconds.
I mean, you're eating fast food.
Depends on
anyways.
What it's touching.
The ground. You drop a burger on the ground.
Not eating it. Are you talking about on the dirt? No.
On this floor?
No.
You drop a tender on this.
Hawkins was just in here.
You drop a Wingaroo wing on this floor.
Mm-mm.
You know,
no, that's all. No. My floor at my house about the only one. Right.
Okay, so you'll do that. Yeah. All right. Heather Dimon's going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to her about college football. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do T-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. You got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to give my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email or to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call, 901-674-5337, or check him out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
And for my final feat of magic, I will now give myself more chances to win with Keno to go. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
That's not magic. All you did was add bullseye. Look, I just got more chances to win too, and I don't even believe in magic.
It's not magic. It's Keno to go with bullseye, the easy way to get more chances to win. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Poirier for Firehouse Subs. You know, at Firehouse Subs, they make their subs just the way you like them. Hot, hearty, and extraordinary. And now, there's a new reason to visit Firehouse Subs. The new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub. It's a hearty serving of savory hot steak with crispy fried onions and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. You heard me. Beer, cheese, sauce. But the mouth-watering new Pub Steak Sub is on tap for a limited time only. Order at firehousesubs.com or on the app, and they'll have your hot sub ready to pick up at the Rapid Rescue to Go station inside Firehouse Subs. And remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook and Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, her name is Heather Dennett. She covers the college football playoff for ESPN. We are entering the home stretch. Heather joins us now. Heather, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're just trying to figure out who in this college football landscape presents the greatest challenge to Alabama. That's all. Anybody?
Well, I don't know. New Orleans Saints available.
Maybe so. But who? Like, if you had to identify a team, and they've been running roughshod through everybody in the regular season, they'll do the same this weekend. Is there a team out there that you feel like does present a challenge more than others to Alabama?
Well, I think on paper it's Clemson because we've seen it before. People probably don't want to hear that because they have Alabama and Clemson fatigue at this point. But, you know, when I looked at these two teams statistically, in almost every category, they are so close. And we've seen them play on the field, and both games were instant classics. So if you're a college football fan and you can just somehow get brand names out of your head and just watch the game and pay attention to the game, if this is what we're headed for, I think it could be a good one.
Is Notre Dame closer to them, the two that have created? I think that I agree with you. There's separation. Or is it closer to the rest of the pack for you, Heather?
Closer to the rest of the pack.
I think so, right? Yep.
But at the same time, I feel like people have the Alabama-Notre Dame game of, what was it, 2012 in their heads and are afraid of that again. But I do think Notre Dame is at a better place than when it was the last time.
Right.
And I just think that there's this kind of, it'll be the same thing. And maybe it would, but Alabama's doing that to everybody. But I feel like if you got, you know, like a Notre Dame-Clemson, Notre Dame-Michigan, I think it would be at least more entertaining than it was last time. Maybe that's just me being a hopeful college football fan.
No, I'm with you on that. So I'm assuming, and maybe I'd be wrong, but do you think, does your gut tell you Notre Dame runs the table, beats Syracuse this weekend, and then takes on USC out on the road, takes care of business, and they're in?
I think so, because with Ian Book at quarterback for them, not that Wimbush is not good. They've clearly won games with him in the lineup, but Book, to me, just brings a spark to that offense.
Yeah.
for Notre Dame, and I just don't think Syracuse is there yet. They've got this penchant for upsets. They do it, like, every year. I watched Dino Babers' press conference yesterday, and somebody asked him if he kind of has a hunch, you know, when an upset is brewing like that, and he said, no, not at all. You can't tell even up until warm-ups. Well, you think it's one way, and it happens the other, so even he doesn't really know what to expect, but he said, you know, we'll see if our team is mature enough to handle this, and they might be. I just think Notre Dame's better.
I do, too.
We are, of course, talking to Heather Danich, covers the college football playoff for ESPN. It's probably not going to matter in the end, but I am curious your thoughts on LSU. They have, you know, in their losses, I mean, they just really struggle offensively, especially there against Alabama. But, of course, everybody struggles against Alabama offensively. But at 7, are they ranked too high?
I think they're ranked a little bit too high. And to me, those are the two things that came out of the ranking last week when it was status quo was LSU is too high and Oklahoma is not being penalized for its defense and nobody can figure out why. When you look at the committee's responses to that, their comments on LSU were, look, their losses were not bad losses. Florida and Alabama, and obviously Alabama's doing that to everyone it plays, not just LSU. They've got the win against Georgia, which still carries weight in that committee meeting room, obviously. And their strength of schedule is pretty darn good. So that's the justification for it from the committee's end, but I can certainly see why people outside the room are raising their eyebrows a bit at that.
Heather, if Ohio State wins out and wins the Big Ten title game, gets that win against Michigan, are they in?
I think it depends on what happens in the Big 12. Mm-hmm. My gut says yes, because beating Michigan would be pretty darn good, and considering Northwestern somehow miraculously popped into the top 25 this week, they'd have another win against a ranked opponent in the Big 10 championship. But, I mean, if Oklahoma wins at Morgantown on a Friday night, uh-huh, and then somehow beats them again the next week, I think it would be a very good debate. I honestly don't know what they would do. They probably don't know what they would do either in that scenario.
Would you lean Ohio State, though, if you were voting?
I think I would, because Oklahoma's defense has been that bad. It would be very hard for me to put a team that gives up 600 yards into the
fair.
Top four.
I think that is perfectly fair.
Heather, obviously a lot of focus is going to be eventually when, you know, UCF continues to win games. You know, that's going to come up. You know, they set a record again for being the highest-ranked non-Power 5 team at 11 overall. Mike Oresko, you know, comes out and says, you know, we need reform. He's not going to get it, though, right? I mean, it feels like it's falling on deaf ears here a little bit.
It is, and the only way for that to ever change would be for, I feel like, at least two of the Power 5 commissioners to be on board with that. Now, that being said, if Michigan or Ohio State were to be left out of the top four this year in favor of an Alabama team that loses to Georgia in the SEC championship game or whatever else the scenario might be, then I wonder, would Jim Delaney, the Big Ten commissioner, speak up and say, hold on a minute, maybe we need to rethink this, because it's the third year in a row the Big Ten champion would be left out of it. But when the commissioners got together, they all agreed on this. They are the ones who put this into place. So for, you know, Oresko to come out and say that makes perfect sense from his standpoint, right? For the Power 5 commissioners, probably not so much. And the reason that they did it this way was so that you guys see, you can have a Pitt can win the ACC this year. They're going to win the Coastal Division. You can have Northwestern win the Big Ten. You can have Utah or Arizona State win the Pac-12. So you get these upsets, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, do we want four lost teams in the college football playoff? No, we don't want automatic qualifiers. That's why it is the way it is, and how many it is, because they wanted the best teams without devaluing the regular season. So Oresko has every right to say that and completely understand where he's coming from, but it's going to take a lot more support for any of that to actually change. Yep.
Everybody kind of assumes, right, if you're one of those people that believes that, you know, the non-Power 5 should have an automatic berth every year, everybody kind of assumes that if they go to 8, there will be that spot for the non-Power 5 team as just the best, you know, group of 5 you're in. But do you think it's that simple? Because I feel like, you know, then the 8th best Power 5 team, but why do they get in when, you know, our resume might be better?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it opens up a whole other can of worms and discussion for how to do it, who to include. Maybe you don't include conference champions at all. You just go with the 8 best teams. Who's to say that the group of 5 would get a team in the 8 best teams? Right now, UCF is, what, number 11?
They're 11th, right.
maybe that doesn't necessarily fix things. And everybody I talk to, with the exception of Mike Leach, who wants like 64 teams in it, points out the fact that somebody's always going to be left out, and it's true.
Yep.
And that's the other thing, is even if it were to expand, depending on the way they frame it and they set it up, there's still no guarantee that UCF would be in the thing.
Right. Heather, they say time heals all wounds, but will it ever be the same up at Maryland? Will that, you know, can that one heal? What do you think? You've been sort of in the middle of that and done some fine reporting.
Thank you. I think it can, but I think that it's going to take a lot of time. I mean, you look at all these programs all over the country that have gone through really tumultuous periods, and Penn State, for where they are right now, as an example.
Okay.
You know, it takes time, and it takes leadership. It takes leadership, and if Maryland can find that in all the right places, and I don't doubt that they can right the ship, but at the same time, I have football tunnel vision, and,
yes.
and no matter what they do, as long as they're in the Big Ten East, they're going to have a hard time.
Heather, we know you're very busy. We
Thank
appreciate
you so
your
much
time,
for
as
this,
always.
Heather.
Thank you for the insight.
Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games.
Yep. She is Heather Dinich, covers college football and the college football playoff for ESPN. I actually just kind of stumbled upon that thought as I was asking the question. People have always assumed that if the playoffs
least one for us.
Has that not been the assumption?
No. I've been working under that assumption that there'd be a spot for the little guys.
But why would the Power Five agree to that?
Never would.
Because then that's just going to leave the eighth best Power Five team out.
Whose resume is going to be better.
So
it just is because of what conference they're in and who they play.
So let's just do this exercise right now, right? Let's just go. And let's just take the top seven. Let's just say they do away with conference champions, and let's just take the top seven. That's Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma, LSU. Washington State is eighth.
Mm-hmm.
They're 9-1. They've won six in a row, but they would be left out
mm-hmm.
in favor of UCF, mm-hmm. who has not played the schedule that Washington State has played. Now, in this particular scenario, probably a little closer than it would be in most years, right? Because it's a Pac-12. It's a Pac-12 team, and it's not like the Pac-12 is murderer's row, right?
No, it's awful.
But in more years than not, that eighth team would be somebody like, you know, an Ohio State.
Ohio State, I was just about to say. That's
a
down
Florida,
to 10, it'd be them.
A Penn State.
Michigan.
A Texas.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when it's going to be like, yo, what the hell? Why would an 11th is the highest a non-Power 5 team has ever been. So what you're really talking about is most years, 14th, 15th, a 7-gap difference in ranking. But
right.
but UCF or whoever it would be, Memphis in this scenario, would get in just because they're non-Power 5. That's not going to happen.
And
it's never going to happen.
And because you're scheduling so far out in college football, and because right now in this time, nobody wants – none of these big dogs that you just ran off will play UCF.
Nope.
None of them will play Memphis.
Nope.
Number one, they gain nothing by beating them. Why? Because they're supposed to. And if they lose to these teams, and we've seen the AAC doing this to conferences, it can kill them. It can kill them for an entire – So John, they control in that sense too, that they don't have to give you the schedule you need.
Yep.
Right to be able to make the case
they're not gonna
that
help
you're
you.
Better than the eight. Right?
They are not going to help you.
They're not helping. They're not interested in helping you.
Why would they be?
Because it's set up for them.
It is,
and it's going to be that way for a while.
I mean, they may have to expand to 16, you know, before non-Power 5. It's grim. It's definitely grim.
It's depressing.
Yeah. I have some distressing NASCAR news.
What?
Oh, no.
Very distressing. You know, we've been trying to branch out today and learn about NASCAR. This weekend is the season finale, if I'm reading this correctly.
I hope it is.
Kevin Harvick, he is one of the big racers in NASCAR. And this weekend he is sponsored by Jimmy John's. He has been sponsored by Busch Light. And Brad Keselowski, you know that name. He's also a top racer.
Know him.
Sponsored by Miller Lite, but he will not have Miller Lite on his car this weekend, apparently, making this the first NASCAR season finale without a beer-sponsored car since 1981.
Wow.
That's historic.
I'm not sure I can get behind that.
Wow.
When I think NASCAR, I think cracking a cold beer open.
I've given up drinking, so it don't matter to me.
You doing all right on that?
Man, I tell you this, I love it. I feel better physically.
Look at you.
I feel like I look better physically. I'm not as tired.
Ben, it's you next.
Getting sleep.
No.
I will tell you.
I actually had a Miller Lite watching the Grizzlies game.
I will be completely real with you, man. Now that I've given it up. Now I was.
Well, you just said you're taking a month break. You weren't trying to stop, were you?
I did drink a little bit at the wedding last weekend.
Okay.
But I'm not really drinking at all other than that. And I just feel great. Like, I don't have the desire, the urge to, if I go out, you know, order, you know, beers or whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
So I enjoy it. I like having a clear head. You know, it's fun. I get better sleep, you know, so.
Yeah, it's better than the cloudy stuff when you wake up, man. It's better than that feeling.
It is.
You're trying to pull it off.
I don't miss that at all.
Figure out where stuff is.
I'm sure I'll drink again. But
yeah, it's good for you, man.
I've broken some habits, I think.
Yeah. Been good for you for getting that Miller Lite in last night.
Yeah,
man.
I like to have a beer when I watch.
There's
the
nothing
game.
Wrong with having one beer, two beers, you know.
Well, I mean, the
enjoy
Grizzlies,
life.
Grizzlies certainly gave you reason to last night.
When we come back, a celebration of one of the greatest cinematic achievements we have ever seen in the United States of America. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of
Zach Brown Band.
Cold beer on
down the rabbit hole. Live.
So darling,
Saturday night, March 30th. FedEx Forum. The multi-platinum, Grammy award-winning Zach Brown Band.
I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in.
Reserved seats on sale Friday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Zach Brown Band in concert.
I'm going to tell you a story about Oak Hall, but it's not going to be about an item of clothing. It's going to be about a woman named Gwen Cash. Cash grew up in Orange Mound and graduated from Melrose High, class of 1965. She's related to the great Ida B. Wells and was in the building when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his mountaintop speech. She got what was supposed to be a temporary job at Oak Hall 30 years ago as a gift wrapper during the holidays, and she's been there ever since. It's people like Cash who make Oak Hall what it is. You should ask her about picking out ties. She loves picking out ties, has an absolute gift for it. Customers will call her and tell her they need a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and she says she can't even recall a time the customer didn't love the first tie she picked. Oak Hall isn't just a store with beautiful clothes. It's a store with remarkable people who are invested, really invested, in finding the most beautiful clothes for you. People like Clay Tidwell, the legendary Oak Hall employee who passed away recently. So we're going to call Gwen Cash the inaugural Clay Tidwell Employee of the Month. In the immortal words of Clay himself, always look your best.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day, and as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now, and they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road, and the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com, and if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pick up in store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, thewingguru.com.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go.
Baby go, baby go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the most common and life-altering injuries that we see after a car crash is a herniated disc. Often it causes a lifetime of care, injections, and surgeries. A life where the most simple enjoyments become painful struggles. But insurance companies often refuse to pay for these injuries. They say disc herniation is no big deal, but we know the truth. We know how life-altering a disc herniation can be. We've won millions of dollars for clients with disc herniation because we know how devastating these injuries really are. If you have a herniated disc after a car crash, call us. You can reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. If you're injured in a car crash or at work, call us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
To the future.
Better in the fall, especially over at Audubon Indoor Speedway and events. Because Mondays through Thursdays, Audubon is offering one free race for every two that you buy. The tracks at Audubon are inspired by real road race courses, but they're way cooler because the Audubon Indoor tracks, they're indoors and they're climate controlled. So it's cold outside, it's snowing outside, but not inside at Audubon Indoor Speedway and events.
That's right. Those tracks are classic. They're fun to drive, but Audubon's fully electric Italian made. Carts are ultra modern. A little different story with them. They're fun driving, amazingly fast. They're capable of speeds up to 50 miles per hour. I can vouch for that. Have been going 50 miles per hour in those things. Definitely not your dad's raggedy old carts of old. More like electric Lamborghinis. Go drive them. The fall goes by really fast, as you can tell from outside. If you don't hurry up, you might miss it. I guarantee you, a trip to Audubon is going to change the way you think about your weekdays, at least for the next few weeks. Audubon Indoor Speedway and events, where it's always fast, it is always fun, it's always cool to do.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. Before we get to Jeff, we need to celebrate one of the best sports movies of all time. No, it's not Hoosiers. No, it's not Caddyshack. No, it's not...
It's Above the Rim.
Coach Carter. No, it's not Above the Rim. No, it's not Basketball Diaries. No, it's not...
Basketball Diaries are pretty good.
What's the other one you were trying to get me to watch the other day? He Got Game. No. 22 years ago, there was a very, very special movie released. It was called Space Jam. And to commemorate the 22nd anniversary of Space Jam, which, by the way, I mean, I know it's popular now to hate on Space Jam. I know.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Jason.
It didn't come from me.
You started it.
I'm an adult.
What does that mean?
I mean, I just wasn't into it like you kids.
Michael Jordan is an adult. You don't like Mike?
I don't do cartoons anymore except with little CJ. Now, if this had come out with CJ's out, I'm all in.
Now, will you admit that the humor in Space Jam was a little bit more advanced than for a child?
Yeah.
I mean, it was. There were some things that you didn't understand as a kid that you understood later.
That's you always. Bill Murray's always good for that stuff. Adult, a couple
got,
of adult jokes.
I mean, you got Michael Jordan. You got, you know, Larry Bird was in there. Bill Murray. I mean, what's not to love about Space Jam?
What Larry's part was brief, wasn't it? What did he go to the house or something?
No, nah, he was. They were golfing with Larry Bird.
That's right. Very brief.
And that's correct. When. And that's when Bugs Bunny had the magnet and he
pulled Michael.
He pulled Mike in. Yeah.
Yep.
My goodness, Ben, your memory's very fresh.
I was a big fan.
How can you? I mean, I've told you before. I got the VHS with the collector's edition coin.
I had the action figures.
I never had the action figures. Who were the action figures?
Oh, dude, they had you could get the Monstars. They had Michael, actually. They had a Charles Barkley. They had a dude.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have them?
I don't think so. I'll look.
Those would be worth something.
Not open, probably.
I don't know. I think those would be worth something.
Dude, leave the collectibles to me, okay?
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know, though. I mean, 22 years has passed. 22 years has passed.
Stuff that's not in the package just doesn't have a lot of value.
There's a scene I wanted to play just to, you know, see if we could get you on board, Jason. See if we could maybe.
I mean, I love the soundtrack, bro.
You know, there are honestly a lot of scenes to choose from in Space Jam. You know, obviously the end when
the cartoon scene.
No, Michael Jordan's arm becomes Giannis's arm, and he stretches it 75 feet.
Yep.
But I mean, when you hear this scene, how do you not get goosebumps?
And now, the player coach of the Toon Squad at 6'6" from North Carolina, his Royal Airness, Mike.
Is he a Looney Tune?
Perhaps. How do you not get goosebumps?
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm sitting over here just with chill.
Guys.
With chill.
Listen.
Yeah. No. Listen to Mike's poor acting.
Yeah, now, hold on, wait a minute now. You continue. That's all we need to hear. All you do is disparage his acting.
His acting's awful compared to LeBron, and I'm a Mike dude.
He was talking to nobody.
That's the thing, is Michael's acting in the movie is being around all these like characters that don't really
he
exist. Like he's
there's somebody, the only thing there's he had somebody in, there, I know, but it ain't
because
them.
Because of Big Pat and how poor he was in it, right? The performers, the other players that are in this thing, I think even Larry Johnson was awful with his acting right in it.
Remember the
because they were so bad, y'all think Mike was good. And he wasn't.
Charles Barkley had a scene where he was praying. See, this is how advanced it was. It was not for kids. He's sitting there praying to the Lord Jesus to get his skills back. He said he'll stop hanging out with Madonna. You know, like, you don't understand that reference when you're 8 years old. Like, what the hell does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow up, you're like, oh, I get it now. I'm hanging out with Madonna. Don't hang out with Madonna. It wasn't for kids.
I struggle on why this means so much to y'all. Again, the soundtrack.
You didn't
very
have,
important.
The soundtrack itself. The soundtrack was arguably more important than the actual movie.
Thank you, Bennett.
But
some context brought
but
here.
Yeah, but the movie was very important, too, because the thing is you're combining these two entities in Looney Tunes and Michael Jordan, and it comes together so perfectly.
Yeah, I'm not going to hate on
it. It was a blockbuster achievement in film.
You can't have the soundtrack without the movie, and you can't have the movie without the soundtrack. They go hand in hand.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Now, Space Jam 2 is coming out with LeBron.
Yeah, we talked about casting that movie.
Yeah, and
how much hairspray will LeBron wear?
A lot. It is set to begin filming in 2019. So we are very excited about that here on this show. Ryan Coogler, who directed Black Panther and Creed,
that's actually kind of exciting.
I mean,
he does good movies.
You gonna hate on that one?
Mm-mm.
I'm sure Chadwick Boseman's gonna be in it. Michael B. Jordan, the other Michael Jordan's gonna be in it. You ain't gonna hate on that one. You're gonna love this one, aren't you?
Why?
Because you love Ryan Coogler movies. That's why.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
I've told you. I'm not huge on Michael B. Jordan. Just now, God, just thought he's been good, okay, here recently.
Everybody's excited about Creed 2.
Didn't like that he didn't do the accent. Creed 2, I'm actually eager to see. I feel left out that I didn't see one. But when I saw Dolph Lundgren on Get Up this week,
the feels.
And I'm speaking of Drago, mm-hmm. yes, the actual actor, it did, man. It took me back to Rocky IV, and I feel like I missed out on Creed 1 and 2 here. Everybody's going to see Creed. I think it opens on Tuesday.
No, I'm excited for that one. I am absolutely excited.
It's like a weird November 20th opening, like a weird day opening or something on that movie.
Thanksgiving thing, right?
I guess.
Yeah, so.
He's going to fight Drago's son.
I mean, this is fantastic.
Somebody's going to die.
Someone's going to die.
A lot of history there between those two. Their fathers. Your dad killed my dad.
You know, if he dies, he dies. If I might nitpick just a tad, it seems a little far-fetched that all these years later, they would be like at the peak of the...
Right,
and they're both happen to fight each
and
other.
I mean, it's
not that crazy though, because like kids, I mean, sons usually do what their dads do.
It's messing me up that Claire Huxtable's the mom.